godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Die as a slave, never fulfill your destiny or purpose. What about your children and their children? God has a purpose and a plan for your life, for your family, for your children and their children and their children and their children. This word shall not depart out of your mouth, nor your children's mouth, nor their seed's mouth. Amen? So the wilderness is the place of not enough. I'm sorry, just enough. Just enough. Just enough for me and my table. How are you going to be a blessing? You always wanting to borrow. You never give. You always wanting to borrow something.
Hey, bro. I need to talk to you. Say amen.
Bible says that we're to be the lender and not the borrower. We're to be the head and not... If I'm not the head, then what does it make me? What is the tail all about? He said, we're the head, not the tail. Amen. Above only, not beneath. First, not last. Lender, not borrower. God said it is done. Are you willing to pay the price to enter into it? It costs you to carry an anointing. Your salvation was free, but everything from there on going to cost you something. Sometimes it's going to cost you some friends. Sometimes family members will turn against you. Sometimes you got to walk this thing alone. But if you're not willing to stand for something alone, ain't nobody going to follow you. If you're not willing to live for something and die for something, ain't nobody studying you. You got to make up your mind, for God I live and for God I die. Who you doing this for? Who you following anyway? Amen. Can't be hitching a ride all the time. You can't make it on your mama's coattails, somebody else's faith. You got to have it for yourself. That's how God designed this thing. Follow till you lead. Amen. All of us are kings and priests. That's your call. But see, many are called, few are chosen. Because the ones that are called and not chosen, they're too lazy. Forgive me, but they're too lazy. When was the last time you opened your Bible? You'd be quick to call somebody and talk, want to talk to them or get something from them. But what about searching in the Word until God talks to you? Till God gives you the strategy. Till God gives you the comfort. Till God gives you the revelation that you need. Amen. Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Peter, when they went into the temple, there was a lame man begging alms. And Peter and John, they stopped and said, look on us. It says, silver and gold have I none. Now, wait, let me straighten you out on that.
Amen, amen.
Because folk think they were broke.
Amen, amen.
Peter still had a fishing business.
Amen.
His mother-in-law and his wife were still handling the business.
Amen.
But what he said was to the blind, the lame man, silver and gold ain't going to help you.
Amen. Tell him. Amen.
That's what he said. See, some folks think a handout gonna help them. No, you need to learn how to fish. Amen. There come a time where you stop just getting a fish here and there. Come on, we got to get rid of that mindset, that poverty, that ghetto thinking. God called you to be a king, a distributor, a storehouse, a giver, not a taker, a producer, not a consumer. That's what he called you to. Amen. And if he said it, you are able. He give you the grace for it. But you got to get off your assets. I ain't cussing. And put the assets to work. You got to make up your mind, stomp your foot and say, Mr. Devil, you a lie. It's over now. Game on now. I realize I'm loaded for bear, been hunting squirrels. Come on, you better get there, better start fishing for the big fish. Believe in God for the big things. The wilderness is over. Egypt is over. We stand at the precipice of crossing over into the promised land where the giants are. If the footmen have wearied you, what you gonna do against the horses? Amen, but God gave it to us. Come on, the promised land is ours. Ours for the taking. Ours to occupy. Ours to climb the mountains. To own the land. It's given to us by God. He needs somebody that's going to believe. Stop settling for the wilderness. Thank God for the manna. But when you cross over, the manna ceases. Stop looking for manna. What happened when they crossed over? The folk knew they crossed over. And they fled from their farms. They fled from their homesteads. And they fled into Jericho, the fortified city, where they thought they were safe. So Israel came in and says that day they ate of the old corn of the land. They had houses they didn't build. Amen. Vineyards they didn't plant. Amen. Amen. It was all just laid in their lap. All they did was cross over. Some of us need to learn how to work smarter, not harder. You're working harder and harder and harder, and it's wearing your body out, it's wearing your mind out, you're losing friends, you're losing sleep, can't come to church. God got a better plan. Amen. Understand, we never do this at the expense of our family or at the expense of your health. There are people all over the world, got lots of money, got big old beds, but can't go to sleep. Cabinets full of food, refrigerator full of food, freezer full of food, can't eat. It's all over the world, got all the money, but it was at the expense. Bowing down. The devil said, if you bow down and worship me, amen, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms, for it's delivered unto me. Well, when Jesus came, Jesus took it back. Amen. And he gives it to his church. Amen. As many as will obey him. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, the soles of your feet.
Hallelujah.
Now the Lord told Joshua and Moses, loose thy shoe. You're in my presence. Wherever God's presence is holy.
Amen.
You see, I don't know what kind of shoes you may be wearing, Stacy Adams, Louis Vuitton, I don't know. Nike, Converse. But see, that determines sometimes a person's walk, what kind of shoe they're wearing.
Amen, amen.
But when you loose the shoe from your foot, the Nike ain't no longer in your way. Stacy Adams ain't determining how your feet feel. In other words, there's nothing between you and God. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the ground on which you stand is holy. In other words, it's me and you here, not me, you, and Nike. Moses loosed his shoes. Joshua loosed his shoes and they worshiped. I want you to see now, when they came to the Jordan to cross over, the Bible says that when the feet of the priests, the sole of the feet of the priest touched the Jordan, during that time of the year, it was harvest, and the river Jordan was flooded. The banks were flooded, so the water was deep. But the moment the priests that were carrying the ark, remember we talked about carrying the ark and not trying to roll it on an ox cart? They were shouldering the anointing.
Amen. Amen.
And it says when the soles of the feet of the priest were dipped into the Jordan, When the feet, now remember, the feet, not their sandals.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, we're driving on something. We're going to see something here. The sole of their feet, when they were in the Jordan, something began to happen.
Amen.
17 miles upstream. And this is important for us. 17 miles upstream. In a city called Zarethan or Adam. It was a city called Adam. God cut the waters off.
Amen.
And stopped them from flowing. And as the priest stood there, and it took some time, the waters started to decrease.
Amen. Amen.
Because God cut it off in Adam. You see, when we walk, well, let me explain this. Jordan means a number of things. Look it up. You'll find it very interesting. Not only is it a river in Palestine or in Jerusalem, or I'm sorry, in Israel, it means a descending.
Amen.
It also, listen to me, it also means trouble, opposition. Listen closely. When their feet were planted and they had the presence of God on their shoulder and their feet, I'm going to say it this way, were planted in trouble.
Amen.
And they refused to let go of God's presence.
Amen.
And they refused to be intimidated by the water that was overflowing. And they refused to be intimidated by anything. They were following orders and they had no shoes on. The soles of their feet were in that water. 17 miles upstream, God cut the water off in the city called Adam. That city called Adam represents something. It represents the old nature.
Amen.
It represents your fallen nature.
Amen.
Adam, the first Adam. The one that failed. So what are we talking about? When our feet are steady and we're shouldering the anointing, I refuse to cuss you out.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every